Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Dr. Love here, ready to rock and roll with you on another episode of the Dr. Love Show. I have to be honest with you people, I was sick as a dog to bring in the new year. I was in the hospital just before the new year and I did not like it in the least little bit. However, I am out of the hospital ready to rock! And I am so thankful that you are taking this moment to catch up with the doctor and to get your new year kicked off. If you haven't already, this is the time where you reach down and you grab those boot straps or laces, as they're called, and pull those jokers tight, because this year is going to be a year of a lot of energy, a lot of activity, and I'm hoping that you will stick with the doctor throughout this year and ride the wave of success that is coming your way. First and foremost, I have to address the 100-day challenge. Due to my recent illness, I'm going to restart my 100-day challenge effective immediately. Once I'm done recording, I am going to walk my first mile for the new set of the 100-day challenges. I'm recommitting myself to it because of the fact that there is nothing more important than your health. There is nothing in this world that is more important than your health. You don't miss it until you begin to lose it. After recent events, I have to say beyond the shadow of a doubt, being in a hospital is nowhere anyone really needs or should ever have to be. If you go, it should be because you're going there by choice, not because you have to. With that being said, today's topic. When we last spoke, we were speaking about what we were going to do with our lists from our Change Your Life in 20 Minutes episode. I haven't had a chance to address that until now. Let's talk about the list. What we're going to talk about, though, is first our focus. If you've reviewed your list, you realize that some of the things that you may have added to your list may not have been where your focus has been recently. These things, we will call them distractions. Distractions are like little baby vampires that take your energy little bits at a time. And over time, those vampires suck the living life out of you. Have you ever gone through a day and you wondered, I didn't do anything, but damn, I'm tired. It's because over the span of the day, there's been those conversations that you really didn't want to have. There's been those things that you really didn't want to do that you wound up doing anyway, or you got Twittering or Facebooking or playing a video game or just basically gossiping and kibitzing. All those things that don't really move your life forward, they suck the life out of you. They suck that energy that you start each day with. However, when you begin to inventory and realize those things, you can now refer back to that list whenever you catch yourself and start to put that energy into a place where it's going to better serve you. You can best tell where your desires currently are by where you spend most of your time. If you spend your time Facebooking and chatting and gossiping and doing all those things, that's where you want to be. Because if you really wanted to do things that are a higher level, that are going to make changes and take your life in a different direction, I can almost guarantee that you would be spending time doing exactly that. Take it from the doctor, because guess what? I've been fighting those demons myself. But I'm grateful to say that now that I've realized that I'm more aware, I can make those changes and address those issues one by one to bring about the changes that I know I want to have in my life and hopefully you want to have in yours. So now we come to our wonderful list. That list is one of those things that is a beautiful gem that needs to just be cut just right, and it'll have a sparkle and shine that you will want the world to see. However, I'm going to ask that you don't share it with anyone just yet. The reason why is because now that you've gotten that list and you've had quite a bit of time to really take a look at it, you're prioritizing that list based on the things that really resonate with you very deeply. Those things that resonate with you deeply are going to be those factors that give you that juice to get up early in the morning and to stay up late at night, if you so choose. Because everyone needs rest, everyone needs a healthy diet, and everyone needs some form of positive movement. It doesn't have to be exercise, but if it is, that's awesome. So let me just take this moment to give you an opportunity to get the list out, because we're going to kind of discuss those things. One are the things that don't really quite resonate with you, at least at this moment in time. Those are going to be the things that go into your idea bucket. On the other hand, the other things that we're going to be dealing with are going to be those things that we may get to soon. We're just going to put those at the bottom of the list. The things that bubble up to the top of the list, the things that are most important and most resonate with us clearly right now, are going to be the things we're going to put at the top. We're going to move those to the top of the list and just rearrange your list as you see fit. Once you have those top three items, really look at those items and get the juice from them as if they've already happened. Feel what it feels like to already have those things accomplished. And if it worked for you like it did for me, you now know you have things you need to do. You have places you need to go. You have conversations to have. So just kind of break those things down into half of what they are. What is one thing, one single thing that you can do today to help accomplish those things, to bring those things closer to you? What is one thing that you can do today to make a difference in your life, to bring those things closer to you? Let's just focus on doing one thing at a time. Let's eliminate all the distractions and let's focus on one thing today. And then tomorrow, we'll work on the next thing. That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I thank you for listening to me, and I thank you for your participation.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you, so if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.